Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to welcome everyone to the show. Thank you for joining us. Hosting tonight, the one, the only, where's the drum roll? There it is, Mr. J.J. Nunn. How you doing tonight?
Oh, fantastic, man.
That's good to hear.
Real good.
I love to hear fantastic.
Yep, real good.
Well, you look good.
Feeling all right. A little tired, but that's okay.
Tired?
Working hard.
But, is that why you're tired? You working hard?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Always working hard.
Work's got you.
Oh,
this just, time of season, actually,
just
anyways.
Just the season to be jolly. La, 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 la.
Wait. I got the drum roll.
Okay.
Right here.
Glad you're
the one. Ready? The only.
Houston, we've had a problem.
There it is. Okay. That's good.
No,
yeah,
it is
the season. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
it's the season. It's all good.
You know, some people work at seasonal places where they're real busy right now. Some people work at places where they're slow right now.
I'm busy all the time, man. I am busy all the time.
Hey!
There it is.
JJ Nunn!
Yeah, I like that. You can open up with that every week. I like that.
Hey,
it warns the audience. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
oh,
he is here. He's here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen. Of course, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Good?
Good, good.
You're not fantastic?
I'm great.
Hey, great's better than good.
I'm fantastic.
He stepped it up from good to great.
Another nice Tuesday in Vegas. In the wind.
And did you see, was it windy?
Nope.
Oh.
I said in the winter.
Oh, I thought you said in the wind. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Where was I today?
The sun was shining as opposed to last week, man.
Is this supposed to be like 70 degrees tomorrow?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, man.
And then it's supposed to drop like way down into the cold 50s or some crap.
I might take my residence, go feed the ducks at Sunset Park, man.
That's cool. Check out our spot at the Bristle Cone, where we're going to be February 21st.
Yeah,
on a Sunday.
Why don't you put that out there right away, you know?
Hey,
let them know.
A couple
let them know.
We're going to pound it in your head a
lot.
You're not going to forget February 21st.
Of course, we're going to kick off the 2016 race season with our second annual Racers Barbecue, where we're going to have some, it's free, by the way, free food and fun. Hot dogs, burgers, you name it.
Yeah.
Something's going to be going on there that day on February 21st. Which is a Sunday, by the way. It's going to be 10 a.m. till whenever.
Yep. Nobody's got any excuses that they're racing.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
If you have an excuse, I want to hear it. We all want to hear it.
That's it. Because we heard that at the banquet. One of the first ones, oh, no, I think I'm racing that day. No, you're not.
I don't think so.
It's
Sunday.
Yeah. Isn't that Saturday? No, it's Sunday.
Sorry. Anybody we know that trying to get out of this? No, I'm racing that day. Uh-huh.
Yes, there is.
Oh, man.
There was the only one who took a back step. The fearless leader at the bull ring.
We expect.
Mr. Tim Richter. I'm racing that day.
Asking for a date, right? Yeah. Like asking for a date. Yeah. Oh, I'm washing my hair that night.
You run that unmentionable radio show.
I cannot be affiliated. Hey, we're just poking fun. There's still a balance.
Oh, I got a lot of fun. I got a lot of fun to poke at tonight.
Okay.
Trust me. I got my tinsel in a tangle, baby.
So make sure you're there. Sunday, February 21st, we're going to be kicking off our second annual Racers Barbecue for you guys. It's free.
Yeah.
We're putting it on. We cover the expenses. But bring your own beer. But
and
beer is allowed.
One too.
Beer is allowed.
No bottles.
No bottles. Absolutely no bottles.
Models.
Yep. No glass bottles.
So
you bring a plastic bottle, I think. So
bring those red cups.
Yeah.
Pour the bottle in the red cup.
Me and Jay will be sipping sodas. So, but bring your own beer if you want to have some beer or whatever. But
and we're supplying the food. You guys supply the fun.
We'll have water there, stuff like that.
Yes.
So maybe some sodas. But you want anything else besides that?
We got to talk to Pete Meyer.
Yes.
That's who we should talk to. He donated water for our
last
barbecue
at
the Bull Ring, yeah, which I want to thank him for again. You know, so
and this February 21st is going to be at the Sunset Park at Sunset and Eastern, the same location we were at last year. If you made it to last year's, right on the corner, right on Sunset and Eastern.
Yeah, the same thing. There's one. From the corner of Sunset and Eastern, headed south, the first left, and straight in.
You can't miss
the banner.
Yep. If you're looking for the spot, it's going to be the Bristlecone spot. But little map on our flyer if you haven't seen one yet. But
bring the kids, bring the family, racers, race car owners, come on out.
Go in circles either. We want you straight. Racers to come to anybody.
If I remember correctly, there's a horseshoe pit over there.
Volleyball.
We'll have cornhole boards out there.
Yeah, bring the kids. You know, bring frisbees. Yeah. There's frisbee toss throughout
football.
There. Yep. Football.
Yep. Come
Great
on out.
Time. Bring something to feed the ducks with.
You can always walk over and feed the ducks.
Yeah.
Bring your fishing pole. You can go fish. I don't know if you can. But
yeah, you still can.
Oh,
but
can
you got to have a permit. Oh,
permit. Fishing by permit
go
only.
Go see Clark County by permit. Got to have a permit.
It's going to be a nice day. You know, stop by, you know, say hello, have a burger or a hot dog and walk around, do your thing and come back, have some more.
Just hang out.
Yeah.
Say hello. That's all. Rub some elbows. Have some fun.
Absolutely.
Talk about what your plan is for this next season.
There was a lot of networking went on last time. I picked up 3 business cards. We went on radio, and guys were selling stuff and networking and racer. There was a whole bunch. I picked up 3 business cards myself after handing out our business cards. Mm-hmm. And come on out.
Free.
You know.
And not,
all there is
you
to
know,
it.
You don't just have to be from the Bull Ring. You can be from anywhere. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. We'll invite the Bell helmet representative because Gary and I need helmets this year.
Come on over, Bell. Bring some Bell helmet giveaways.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want to, you know, you run a business, you want to give something away like that, let us know. We'll do a giveaway up until the picnic if you want. So get with Gary or Jay or myself. Shoot me or Gary a email. Or Jay, if he remembers his.
I don't know.
JJ at onwheelsnow.com.
He's got it.
Send
him an email. Tell him you got something for your business you want to give away. We'll, you know, see what it is and do something. So
we need to bring a roll of raffle tickets in.
So, of course, this free for everybody barbecue, all the racers, is sponsored by thebombernation.com and ourselves at onwheelsnow.com. So we want everybody to be there. So
just
show
on out. We're at the banquet.
Anyone, anybody, and everybody is invited.
That's it. We invited everybody from LVMS. I handed out. Our team manager failed.
I handed out.
Our team manager just failed. We asked her to hand these out, and it just didn't happen. So we had to run back, grab a handful, and walk around. But we had a great response. You know, a lot of people didn't know about it last year. And you booked the area and got these things printed up in time, and we were able to hit about 90% of the people.
Cool.
At the banquet.
Everybody
knows it. We had a great response. Hey, I'll be there. Yeah, that's cool.
And they mentioned it just before the banquet closed.
Yeah.
Sweet deal. And did they mention the bounty on Tim's head to bring him to the... Okay.
No.
That's okay. He did his part. We appreciate it.
What is the bounty?
Just joking with you.
What is the bounty?
Yeah, we never... I don't know.
You get him to the barbecue and then we'll discuss it.
Hey, Tim, we're disguised. Just be there. We do appreciate everything you do.
Hey, we invited the whole family, the whole LVMS family. You know, it made sure that Dan knew and Misty knew, and Tammy knew, and all the guys, and unfortunately, Matt Vargas was listening in. We tried to skip over him. But he was out there last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely all those guys.
Of course, we remain unbiased here. So if you do have a dispute or something you'd like to talk about, please call us in or call in and talk about it.
Yeah,
we're
here,
we'll be discussing whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, 702-685-8116. We'll take donations for the picnics to mention your company. You know, if you got
that's fine. You want to just mention,
you know,
we don't, you know,
give us a call and at 702-685-8116. You know, you want to put your business out there? Give us a call, man. You got something new for racing?
Yeah.
Or race owners or anybody out there?
Great opportunity. You know, to start off that 2016 season, get a hold of us. We'll work with you on that. And
definitely. It's an opportunity for everybody. Everybody out there, give us a call and get your sponsors over the air, man.
Go-karts, bandos.
Right? Doesn't matter.
Super late models, mods,
bombers,
super stocks. Midgets, Thunder cars, legends, everything.
You name it.
Hey, now, of course, you guys talked about the banquet. I want to know about the banquet. How was the JC Motorsports table? Was it full?
It was great.
Table was full.
Now, did you guys sit near the stage area or further back?
No, we sat about four tables back.
We were in the
packed
middle.
House. Was did they
always
sell every table? Yeah. Was
I don't know. What was that? 33 some odd tables.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, 33, 34 some odd tables. Yeah, tremendous turnout.
They wouldn't let me in the door. I tried to get there. They wouldn't let me in.
Yeah. Did you say you were associated with JJ?
No, I specifically did not. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't show up there. But
let's put it this way. Okay, JC Motorsports had a full table. A great time, and icing on the cake, none of us got escorted out.
That's right. There was security by the door waiting to get to escort somebody, but nobody
No security.
Cool.
No security.
Well, tell me about the banquet. I mean, how was it? Good turnout, of course, you said.
Tremendous turnout.
Flawless. I mean, a lot of everybody you know from out there, of course, from the track, and probably some unfamiliar faces.
People who, whatchamacallit, fans. There was even fans.
Cool.
That were up there. Didn't even race. They bought tickets, came on out.
No way. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah.
Showed up.
I could have snuck in under somebody else's table.
Well, you mean under their jacket.
It was wide open to everybody. I guess you bought a ticket.
Cool.
You got a table.
Pretty good food.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was very
good
food.
That included dinner.
God.
Yeah, the roast beef was great.
Oh, no, the shrimp was.
So you have to pick before, like when you walked in with a ticket or something, or just when the waiter came around.
No, it was a buffet style.
Oh, okay.
You walked through.
Oh, okay.
That's
what I want
to
know.
I'm used to
coming. Tell me about the banquet.
I'm used to.
I wasn't there. Tell me about the banquet.
We drank a lot of margaritas.
So they had alcohol there.
Yeah.
With the same ticket price? No.
No, you had to buy your own
bar. So it was a bar supply, but you had to.
We'll start from the beginning. We showed up at 5:30, and yes, Gary was at the bar.
Already
alcohol already.
Oh, he's up there at the bar. Okay.
Hey, now wait a second. Hold on. Time out here. I work my tail off all year long. I deserve a damn margarita.
Well, you know what? That's what
or eight.
That's what that's for. It's the end of the season. No racing going on. You know, you're being crowned. You know, the champions, of course, are being crowned, and all the racers are kind of being celebrated there. So that's time to do it.
Speaking of that, and again, congratulations to Aaron McMorrin. He won the Bombers Championship.
Cool.
Yeah, that's something I'd like to mention in his speech. But go ahead, Gary.
Jason Kaiser won the Super Stocks. Congratulations to him. And Scotty Gaffarini won the
Super Late.
Super Lates. And congratulations to Dennis Rock Jr. on Sportsman of the Year.
No way. Yes. You know what? That's a guy that's been racing out there a long time. That's good to, to see, because he's progressed a lot over the years, and he's been really fast the last couple years or so, faster than I've seen in the past. So that's cool. Sportsman of the Year.
You know, Dennis's speech, you know, caught him by surprise. He had no idea.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know. Scotty Gaffarini and Dennis are good friends, and they were in a close points battle. And Scotty lost his motor in the week before the final race. And Mr. Rock loaned him his other motor.
Knowing he was that close in points and still.
Yes, loaned his better motor than what he had in the car at the time to Scotty. So that was the basis, you know. He went on about family, and it is, you know, one big family. And, you know, sometimes you put yourself aside, you put your pride aside, and you go help somebody else. You know, you're running a championship, and, you know, Gary has said it, I said it, we help a lot of people. It's no fun beating people in the pits. We want to race, we want to go out there and race you on the track. So that's what Rock did, and they gave him Sportsman of the Year.
Cool.
Duly noted and well rewarded.
Congratulations to Dennis. Cool.
Yep.
So now you got to name all the winners.
I just said the ones I remember.
If you don't know, you can always go to thebombernation.com website, and right there on the first page, scroll down a little bit, there's a little picture and all that stuff there of you guys, I guess, and some of the listings, I think that's on there.
There's no picture of me, God forbid.
No. Hey, man, you look sharp on there on the BomberNation.com. Uh-oh. Looking good.
I got to go look.
Oh, no.
Dressed
we're
up.
Not on that.
Oh, we'll no, put that ain't up. No pictures. That's look. All the champions.
Yeah, that's
let's,
the champions.
Let's scroll down. Oh. Got to be something. I've seen a picture of you somewhere on there. Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
No, and absolutely, there are pictures of all the champions up there. And Tim Richter, of course, all the way to the right, if you're looking at the picture. Great picture, by the way. Wish I could have made it.
Who got this?
It's
Glenn. How the hell does Glenn get these pictures?
He was there. Did you not
Glenn
see
Brown
him?
Not, no.
Did you see
Glenn
him?
Was not there.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
So, of course, go to the BomberNation.com website, check it out. And while you're there, click on the message boards and see what's happening. Post something. You got something for sale? Sell it. Buy it. You name it.
But go ahead, Gary.
No, go ahead. You were going to say something about
speeches.
Yes.
Great speeches all the way around from little R.J. Smotherman all the way up to Scotty Gaffarini. One that started out, I respect Aaron McMorrin tremendously, and I respect him even more when he started his speech on a sad note. A lot of people didn't know out there, but Martin and Jason Sullins lost their grandfather.
Oh.
And Aaron stepped up and made that aware, you know, that there was a family member loss. And, you know, I can identify with that, you know, the feeling, you know, here Martin is coming home with a trophy, you know, but Grandpa ain't there to see it, you know. And when
Let me correct you on something. That's Martin's dad. And Jason's grandpa.
Grandpa.
Yeah. Okay.
I stand corrected.
Just to clarify.
You know, so for Aaron to, you know, before he even got into his congratulations or anything, you know, he made everybody aware of that. And I give him kudos for doing Aaron. Aaron's a stand-up guy. And, of course, we saw him race this year. Well-deserved of championship. Congratulations once again to Pete Meyer and bringing home a NASCAR trophy in the Bomber division. You know, but it was a good time. I had a great time. You want to get back to it, and it was a lot of fun.
Food was good. Speeches were good.
Yeah. The company was good.
And as you said, little RJ Smotherin, which, as we know, we've had his sister and her, and his aunt and his
whole family.
The whole family on the radio show.
In the past, over the last few
If I'm not mistaken,
years.
Wasn't he on?
Yeah.
Wasn't RJ on at one time? RJ was on before, when he was just a littler.
We've had Dylan on. We've had Susan Smotherman.
Jerry.
And we've had Jerry Patrick on.
So, and that's another one. Congratulations to him for winning his Bandolero Championship.
Now, with the NASCAR divisions, they did the top 10. Am I correct? Up on the stage.
Yes.
So, of course, you got a top 10 trophy, Jay, right?
Correct.
Or was it a plaque, or what did they do?
Trophy.
For...
Nice piece of hardware.
Okay, so they did trophies all the way from top to bottom?
Not all the divisions. The INEX.
They did the top INEX. Five.
Yeah, top five. Bandolero's got top 10, top five in the INEX.
Wow.
So, yeah. Did they give you an envelope too? Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
They usually give something.
Envelope.
Yeah.
That was nice.
See, smiling, that made you smile.
Yeah. I needed it.
The trophy, it made you half smile, but the envelope made you double smile.
I needed the envelope because on the third round of drinks, okay.
Yeah, it was
Gary, he got me again, man.
Oh.
He got me again.
See, he knows you well enough how to get you.
No,
I'm just joking.
I sit there and he calls the waitress over and says, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? So the waitress takes off. So he turns around, he looks, and he sees the waitress coming from the bar. All of a sudden, he's got to get up and go to the bathroom.
Oh, the old, I left my wallet in the car trick.
No. The old, good, I ordered the drinks, I'm going to the bathroom,
no.
JJ's picking up the table.
Time out.
All right.
Pump them brakes.
And here she drops off all the drinks, and now she stands with an empty tray.
Ready for payment.
It come to me.
Oh, hold on here.
It comes to me.
If I'm not mistaken, I went to talk to Mr. Richter about our racer's barbecue.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know she was going to come back in a flash.
A flash my ass.
There's a timing thing.
That's it. 10 drinks all the way around, a flash. Yeah. Like she got. Tell me what waitress goes to take a bar order for 10 drinks and comes back in a flash.
One that knows JJ's paying.
Exactly. He turns around, takes a look, see her coming from the bar, and I got to go to the bathroom.
Hey, I appreciate every drink you bought me.
I know.
Don't worry. When that happened, he went and got her the tip.
I got no problem with it. Gary's been great with us. No, Gary's been great with us all year, you know.
You know, and that's cool. And that's like most teams, you know.
You know, he deserved a night off.
You get one night off.
We even hired a team manager, but that was a fail.
that was one night.
That pretty much ended. Yeah, you could play that crash a couple times.
Well,
that went right out the window by the end of the night. That was over.
Did that have to do with any of the 10 drinks you guys ordered?
Oh, no, not at all.
That had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Here we are at the beginning of the night. And here we are at the end of the night.
Got it rolling. Well, that's cool.
So,
sounds like a fun time.
Had a good time. Went around, spoke to quite a few people. There was, I hired this guy. Germano?
Doug Germano?
Doug Germano? Thunder
yes.
Roadster?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You should have saw the outfit this guy had on.
Yes.
Well, explain.
A full black, red, orange, flaming suit. Suit. From shoes to hat.
And it wasn't a
suit. Okay, a flaming suit.
Not a race suit.
Okay.
Just a suit.
No, right. It wasn't a race suit.
It was a suit.
There was a
full suit walking around, never seen anything like it before.
Wow.
Okay.
And did you ask him where you could get one yourself?
Oh, hell no. I did ask him there was two options of him making money. I said, one, after the banquet, let's go down to Fremont Street and start taking
a few bucks.
With the kids.
There you go.
Or two, for Christmas Eve, he can sit in front of my fireplace and act like a Yule log for $100. Okay. A full flaming suit. Oh, yeah.
Now, are you insulting him, or are you giving him a proper insult now? Because does he know, like, maybe that's not a usual wear to events? Or
I don't know. I didn't go that far. I offered him a Yule log job to sit in front of my fireplace. But it was quite unique.
Wow.
It was quite unique.
And at the banquet, I was just kind of scanning through here on the Bomber Nation. While we're on the banquet, Phil Goodwin has thrown in the towel.
Officially retired.
Of competition.
Until he comes back.
I have a feeling I know where he's going, but I'll leave that to myself.
Oh, okay.
But, yes, he has retired, resigned, threw in the towel.
From oval track.
Of racing, yes. What? With over
55 wins.
55 wins, yes.
That's crazy. That's a lot of wins.
Yeah.
And he has sold his car. It's gone. So
went to Funstein.
Which is part of H-Town. Yep.
Pat Petrie and them guys. So.
And what was nice is that they painted up a fire extinguisher for him.
Oh, cool.
And
that sounds like something you would think of.
And,
Jay.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was cool. I congratulated.
That is really cool.
He asked me to sign it. You know, caught him by surprise.
And little does he know that you would have signed it anyways when he's not looking. Everybody knows Jay will sign it.
But it was really cool. I went over to his table later on and congratulated him, wish him the best of luck. And he asked me to sign it. And anybody who came over, you know, it was. Bittersweet, I think the word.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
For it.
That's exactly what he said. Bittersweet.
You know,
yeah.
Bittersweet. And retire. I mean, Phil, hell of a driver, hell of a competitor. Always a friend. You know, we'll see him around the track, I'm sure. He'll be helping somebody out, you know. With H-Town, a car over there, if Funstein has any questions with the car. Phil will still be out there.
Of course, Phil, you know, always has been a force to reckon with as soon as he started hitting the track out there at LVMS. You know, and of course, you know, LVMS on their 16 years out there, is my understanding, under the current configuration at LVMS at the Bullring. So, you know, and I don't know how long Phil's been out there, but I remember the early days when I've been out there, when he first started showing up in that division and just really was
at
fast.
At the time, Chargers.
At the time,
yeah, at the time
the Charger
it was called
division.
Charger division.
He's always been fast from the start.
He
so.
Works.
Yep.
He works. You know, from the moment that car comes off track for a test to when it goes home, he's constantly working on that car, and it showed. All those wins and championships, it showed. You know, well deserved. I'm glad they, you know, recognized Phil in that way.
Cool.
With that fire extinguisher. It was cool.
That's
it was
good.
Really cool.
You know, and
something different.
You know, a banquet is necessary for, you know, stuff
margaritas.
Like that. Margaritas.
Margaritas.
And to recognize, you know, people that put their time in, you know, locally, not just locally to this track, but locally to racing. And, you know, it's good to see the local track give, you know, thanks to someone like that that's put their time in. So,
yeah, it was fun. Everybody from Tech was there.
That's good.
Yeah. Right, Gary?
Yes.
Everybody was from Tech. Yeah, I had a chance to go sit at the table.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did they DQ you and tell you to leave? Or
no, not at all. It was great to sit down with them, you know. Had a lot of fun with them this year, you know. Even Tammy, who puts our cars on scales, I felt like family every time I went. Well, actually, I felt like a husband, you know. I mean, when she always she starts when she starts yelling, a little further. Move it up. No, nope, bring it
put
down.
Put your foot on the brake.
Right, hold on. Wait a second. Oh, hey, yep. right there, honey. Okay, I'm sorry. Right there, JJ. And I mean, and then she'd yell at you. That really.
All right, get the hell out of here, right?
You know, go
move
on,
it along.
Move it up, move it down. Okay, yep, right there. That's good. All right.
That's funny.
Then, you know. So.
If she ain't yelling at you, she's yelling at somebody across the pits. And then she gets back to what you're doing.
Well, you know, I
had a lot of fun with her husband. You know, he was there, and Matt Vargas and his new girlfriend, and I have advice for his new girlfriend. Hey, sweetheart, I forgot your name, but if you're with Matt, run.
Run now.
What about
What about his wife?
Huh?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
The ex?
It's an ex, right? We won't even go
That's
there.
It.
We're just joking.
And Misty was there and had a good time with her. I wish she had her red hair back, man. She used to have beautiful red hair. Didn't she, Aaron?
Misty, yes.
Yeah, Misty Haynes, beautiful red hair. Now it's...
She had that fire suit that would kind of match.
No fiery hair is okay. No fiery hair. Now she's got it like an albino rooster.
An albino rooster.
And by the way, that's Jay saying that, and it's his opinion.
She's a sweetheart. Dan was out there, Dan Fitzgerald.
Oh, cool, Dan.
He had a good time out there. It was great. I sat with them. You know, they're really great people, and look forward to going back next year.
Well, you know,
year.
If that turnout's an indication of what's to come at the track next year, it should be a fun time.
Well, I sat there. I asked them. They were all sitting at the table. You know, Tim was up on stage, and I said, so I asked the guy, I says, you guys required to be here?
Who's forcing you to be here, guys?
They said no.
No, we want to be here.
They said no. And I was like, so are they paying you to be here?
No, but if you don't show up, you'll pay for it later.
They said no. And I said, well, why are you guys here? And Mr. Perkins goes, it's a free meal.
Okay, there you go. I knew there was a reason now. Hey, you know, the tech guys put in a lot of time at that track. Of course, they take beatings from both sides.
The bull crap that they put up with, man.
You know,
they
deserve a free meal and some margaritas also.
That's right.
Hopefully you guys got your fill of margaritas.
And it was good to see him outside of uniform.
Right.
You know, and you realize, everybody should realize, you know. I had fun. I sat down at the table. I was with him for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. You know, just saying thank you, you know, really appreciate everything. And a few races in their speech, acknowledged our fire safety. You know, fortunately, and this is a good thing, I don't know what fire safety looks like.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Nobody wants to see what fire safety looks like. So if they were at the banquet...
But he knows what every security guard looks like.
He knows him by name. But he always addresses them, please, sir, I didn't do anything.
But I did. No, I didn't see any security there.
That you know of.
Yeah.
No, they could have been placed around at other tables to keep an eye on.
They're like the marshals on an airplane.
Tim Richter's Secret Service.
They're like the marshals on an airplane. You don't know who they are, but they're there.
It's like, okay, all right, guys, this is Tim. JC Motorsports is at table 18.
Yep. Keep an eye on 18. Table. Yeah. How many times did you hear them? Yeah, over the loudspeaker. 18. 18.
If one of them guys gets up, report.
But you know, if they were there, thank you very much. You know, for attending. You know, everything that they do out there, they're on it. We've had some bad situations this year. Had several crashes, couple flames come up, and it's true. They are the best at what they do out there at LVMS.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm fortunate, and those who don't know them is a good thing, you know. But I just want to say thank you very much for all that they do out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, when you need them, you know they're there. That's for sure.
Right.
You know. Same with tech. They're out there week in, week out, sweating just like us. you know, putting up with our BS and hearing the cussing and, you know,
being all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all they're doing is a job. They're just trying to do a job.
You know, a lot of them guys are there because they want, you know, they love racing.
They enjoy racing.
Yeah, absolutely.
They enjoy racing. The Richter family has enjoyed racing for how many years down in Havasu?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
here,
you know, it's reality. Once again, I'm not kissing ass. I don't do that. Okay. But for myself, I had a really good time, right down to the banquet, and
they
never asked me to leave. So that's they never said you can leave now, JJ.
I think they were on their way there, but they got stopped too many times. No, I'm just kidding.
I stopped them on the way there.
Yeah, stopped. You know, that's good. That hopefully is a good indication of how 2016 is going to be. And again, that Tim Richter, you know, again, not brown nosing or kissing ass or whatever, but he's done a great job out there. And as usual, they're pretty organized. They've already got a 2016 schedule out.
Yes, they do.
You know, and how nice is that to know what you're coming up against? You know, there might be some small changes,
Tim said that it's firm.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, they got
six
skid plate car races on there that I've seen, and of course the good mix of the bombers, the super stocks, the Grand American modifieds, super late models, of course all the USCLI, you know, cars. Just good mix throughout the whole season.
I mean, it's right around the corner. Saturday, March 12th, registration day and preseason open tests. Registration 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and track time 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So they're all over it right away.
Well, and the IMAX guys start March 12th. So the 17th is when they start. And of course, the NASCAR division start. What day was that again? April
26th.
26th. So.
And that March 17th you mentioned about the Legends. That's on a Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. You got Thursday, Friday, and then a Saturday race for the
and
ride.
A Sunday.
Oh, and Sunday on the 20th. You're right.
So
the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th.
They're rock and roll early.
It's the U.S. Legends Spring Nationals.
And I give credit to LVMS and Tim Richter. Gary, you ever recall a schedule being out this early?
No, I don't.
I mean, yeah, like Mike said, we might couple changes, tweaks, you know, divisions don't come in or they can't make it or something else comes in. I don't recall anything like this being up this early.
We had the schedules on our tables at the banquet.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Really?
Yeah, there was 10 schedules, one for everybody at the banquet already.
That's great.
Yellow sheets, couldn't miss it.
Sweet.
Yep.
And speaking of that, I want to congratulate Tim Richter on the centerpieces of the table that he made himself.
No way.
Yes.
What were they?
They were little go-kart tires with flowers in them.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and checkered flags.
Yeah, checkered flags. And he said that's about the only thing he's done himself. Was those.
That's cool.
They turned out pretty good.
Yeah, they turned out nice.
He said he even handled the power tool.
Yes, he did.
Put the screws in.
Yeah.
I think he knew a little more about wrenching than he's leading on. So.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Just a little.
Just a little.
So Saturday, March 12th, is registration day and preseason open testing. Of course, that's 8 to 2 p.m. March 12th for everybody, right? The NASCAR divisions. And you go register.
If you're running at LVMS, that's when you need to be there.
The registration is 8 to 2, and then, of course, track time is 10 a.m. till 5 p.m.
It's paperwork.
So it's all day. Yep.
All paperwork.
So get in there, get registered, get your pit spots and all that renewed, and or get some new ones, whatever you're going to do, and go practice. Open test.
Open test.
So, cool.
First come, first serve.
I can't believe they got the schedule out already. That's really cool.
They're all over it. Posted. It's posted.
And that's opening night's March 26th, right? Okay, and then
that's the season opener.
26th
for championship races. So,
yep. Which of course are all the NASCAR divisions: NASCAR Super Late Models, USLCI Legends, NASCAR Super Stocks, Bandoleros, Bombers, Thunder Cars, Grand American Modifieds, and Skid Plate Cars. right off the bat for the first NASCAR night out there,
yep.
March 26th. So you guys got your work cut out for you. Better get your skid plate car, guys. Gary? Gary's looking at Jay. Where's our skid plate car? Where is it?
We'll get one.
You're going to get about getting one together? Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm going to get one together.
Uh-oh.
I got to line my other race cars out before I line that one out.
Well, with the six races on the schedule, I think we're going to see a lot more skid plate cars
throughout this
season. So, and then, of course, it's probably going to grow from here out. Maybe at some point we can do a Nevada versus California skid plate car race somewhere or something, huh?
Well, those boys are fast.
Yeah, they are.
Man,
they
came in for one race.
I don't know. Matt Cunningham's pretty quick in that car, that skid plate car he's got over there.
Yeah. Yeah, got to congratulate Matt Cunningham Jr.
Yes.
Who's that?
Matt Cunningham Jr.
What do we congratulate him for?
Rookie of the Year.
Hey.
Division.
All right.
And he finished third, I believe, in points. So,
cool.
Good kid. We raced up against Dad and the Bombers. We raced against his mom.
Okay. The Bombers. Wow.
Yep. Raced up against both of them.
We know how it is with women drivers out there. Watch out. Oh,
hey.
Wait a minute.
you can go there.
Hey, was Kaylee Barker out? Was she there?
Yes, she was. Ooh.
She got her. Yeah. What'd she end up with? Third, sixth? What? I don't remember.
Fifth?
Fifth place? I don't know where. We'll have to look that up, Kaylee. Sorry about that.
I don't know.
Cool.
Why don't you give us a call? Tell us. 702-685-8116.
And, of course, you know, kind of moving forward a little bit from the banquet, it's that time of season, like you were saying early on. I can't believe, isn't the Miracle on 3rd Street this weekend?
Yes,
on
this
Sunday?
Weekend coming up.
I can't believe that.
The 13th Sunday, yes.
Unbelievable. And what time does that start?
Breakfast and registration 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
So tell me about that. You show up, you register your bike, your motorcycle.
If you take a motorcycle down,
okay.
Then you could ride from Hogs and Heifers on 3rd Street to the hospital.
Okay, so that's you register and then you get breakfast.
Yes.
Free breakfast?
Free breakfast from 8 to 10. And then it says kickstands up at 10:30.
So 10:30, you're rolling out.
10:30, they're rolling out.
Rolling out and going to Sunrise Hospital.
Sunrise Children's Hospital, yes.
Of course, it's a toy run, so bring a toy.
Yep. Unwrapped toy, yep. And then 2:30 is the after party.
So once they're done, they'll be at Sunrise until about 2:30.
Yes,
and
there's
back.
Tents and everything set up over there. And if you don't want to go to Hogs and Heifers, you don't need to go to Hogs and Heifers, then you can just go straight and meet everybody at the hospital.
So you don't have to register unless you're going to be
riding. With
in
the group,
in
of,
the group
bikes,
of bikes.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, we want you down at Hogs and Heifers, but if you
so after that though, coming back at 2:30, and then what do they
party.
Do?
They
Free
food will be there for the participating for
everybody who actually registered and participated.
Yes,
okay.
At the
but still come by. You just drop off a toy if you want to.
Yeah,
it's gonna
even now, if you got a unwrapped toy, new unwrapped toy, that way they know
boy girl,
whatever. Yes,
okay, what age and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then that the it's being sponsored by. Which group?
Hogs and Heifers.
Hogs and Heifers.
Well, I know, but it's Hogs and Heifers, but the Sunrise Children's Hospital.
Nevada
Cancer.
Childhood Cancer Foundation.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's a good cause. These toys go to not just, you know, people that have been afflicted with cancer, but the families, you know, of...
Siblings.
Siblings.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
The brothers and sisters of
they
the
recognize,
children
yeah.
who have the cancer.
Okay.
They, you know... And it's something where so much money is spent on that one child, you know, the other siblings suffer because money's just not there.
Right.
You know, and Michelle.
And to make sure the
Michelle,
toys get to
yep,
the
Michelle
other
makes
siblings.
It a point that not only the sick child, but also the sick child's sisters and brothers get something also. So Michelle covers all bases.
And they get bike donations and bicycle donations.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, this last few years, I think she has stopped that.
Okay.
She just wants toys.
It was too much, too big of a trailer. It was, what, Jay, four or five years ago.
2010. Yes, that Michelle had put a campaign together to get nothing but bicycles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
yeah.
Every child,
oh, that's right, I do.
And their
that's
siblings got a bicycle.
Wow.
Instead of a toy, they all got a bicycle, from a tricycle to a 10-speed,
wow,
whatever it was.
I don't know. It was. I think the count was like 650 bicycles,
yes.
Trailers. I had a trailer load. There was companies. Okay, companies, I forget the names. This is companies that put this drive together. They were bringing in 16, 20,
wow,
25 bicycles just from their company alone collecting for
and
this.
And then in the morning time when we got there, a group of us got together and made sure everything was up to snuff on those bicycles so that when they hit those when they hit the hospital and the kids got on it, they were able to ride them right then.
Brakes, we tested them. The brakes had to work. Some of the seats were loose. We had airing up tires and proper pressures, tightening all the bolts. We must have done – what time we were there? 4:30, 5 o'clock. We were there at 5 o'clock in the morning. And at 10 o'clock, we're just finishing up.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we're watching even more bikes come in on trailers.
Yeah. So no bikes this year.
I think she stopped the bikes.
Yeah, so bring a toy, though, unwrapped.
And believe it or not, they have them. But please do not bring guns, those toy guns. She don't allow the toy guns.
I didn't know that. That's good to know.
They've brought guns, and they stay at the Hogs and Heifers. They do not go to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
So preferably no guns of no type.
Okay.
You know those Nerf guns or whatever? No gun whatsoever does Michelle allow to go to the hospital. So,
Well, I didn't know that, so that's good to know. Good to know. Just bring in.
Bring in
anything
toy.
Else.
Yeah, anything else. Toy, coloring books. They must have had 2 million Barbie dolls, but you know, they for the kids. But
you give up your Barbie doll?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's good of you. Of course, Gary will be there behind the scenes. A lot of things going on that people don't see, and Gary, of course, you know, thanks to guys like yourself, these events can keep going and be flawless.
Yes,
for being behind the scenes.
Wherever
like
you
that,
order to eat from, that's right where you'll find me.
Right. Okay.
I'll be the cook there.
He's practicing for our barbecue coming up. So, thanks to you, Gary, and your whole
Gary,
crew that helps you
Gary's
out.
Gary's been out there 8-9 years. He don't need practice. He's got it down.
He's got it down, okay.
He's got it down.
That's
all
good.
There is to it. He knows every step and what he has to do. They'll even call him.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. That was something this year. Yeah.
Cool.
So,
well, you know, congratulations to you guys like yourself, you know, for everything you do.
And as they said, this is probably my ninth year. And I'll be 100% honest. I'm yet to go to the hospital. And when they go give the toys out, I will not go to the hospital when they give the toys out. I stay back and clean up, keep things ready for
when everybody gets back. So
and there's only the bartender that's there. She's cleaning up behind her bar, whatever she's got to do, and I'm doing the rest, getting all the food ready, getting everything ready for the 2:30 p.m. after
party. And that's this Sunday.
Yep.
On the 13th at Hogs and Heifers on 3rd Street downtown, just off of Stewart, I believe it was.
Stewart, yep.
Third, one
go
way
south
street.
Off of, yeah, it
off
is a
Stewart.
One-way street, yep.
And I know last year, me and the old lady, we just did a kind of a drive-by. We drove by, I ran out of the car, donated the toy, and we just kept on
there
rolling.
You go.
So it took a whole...
That's all you got to do.
Two minutes. Yep, so...
And I believe there was probably... I would venture to say 120 or 30 bikes took off.
Yeah, motorcycles.
Wow.
Yeah. Big bike run, yep.
Yeah. And one of the things that I think is cool is once they leave 3rd Street, they do not stop. They have guys that block the traffic.
Cool.
For at stoplights and stop signs, they have
it's a direct route.
It's a direct route, nonstop.
They have a motorcycle club come in and they block all the streets.
Sweet.
It's one long motorcade.
That is,
and it's taken care of. Okay, you don't see police cars out there blocking. You don't see police motorcycles.
Nope. It's all.
This is a motorcycle club that does this. Okay, and Michelle gets them out there, and it's nonstop.
Cool.
Straight through.
Once they leave, they leave. So
what is it? 3rd Street, Ogden, to Maryland, and then straight down Maryland?
Because they got to make a stop on 7th Street. There's some guy, there's a company there that donates as well. But they, I don't know the route that they'll be taking, but to me, nonstop,
right.
which is good, because then you get half of them get stopped at the stoplight and the other half, but
you get a kick out of blowing red lights legally.
I'm just thinking, I sure wouldn't want to be the cop that pulls over 100 bikes.
I don't think that's going to be possible. So there's your chance to do it.
Yeah.
These toys, go donate them before Sunday would be better, because they transport them by what, truck probably, and trailers too.
Well, there's trucks, there's
pickups, panel vans.
They try to get them there before Sunday.
And you had said something about Matt Vargas earlier. He has donated his truck 2 years in a row.
Oh, cool.
We load all the toys. We put them in boxes and then we move them into the trucks or trailers. And there are even guys that if they got a big enough Barbie doll or whatever, they strap it to the back of their motorcycle.
That's cool.
And down the road they go.
Yep, toys. That's funny. See toys on the back of the bikes, on the front of the bikes, on the handlebars of the bikes.
That's a great, great cause. Of course, this is the time of season. If that's not a cause you want to donate to, please donate to a cause of your choice, to help out.
Another local charity that we support that is always looking for donations is Family to Family Connections.
Absolutely,
yes.
Of course.
You can pull up the website, familyfamilyconnections.com. Okay, you can read about them. All that money that gets donated stays here.
And of course, there are big events coming up. Touch a Truck, which,
will be March.
Yeah,
March.
Yeah.
Coming up in March, so we'll be talking more about that.
That's something
up.
If you don't want to do this, then... check out Family and Family Connections.
Yeah. And, of course, Kaylee Barker, she's part of the Project 150. You go to project150.org. It helps give clothing and things like that to homeless teens in school that need stuff like that. So go to project150.org.
And that money stays
in
Las
Vegas
also.
Yep, absolutely. So cool.
It's all good. It's the season.
Yeah, no word from Kaylee on her... thing back east yet?
No. I talked to her very, very briefly at the awards banquet. But
cool. She didn't mention Modified, coming up in the future.
I had a chance to talk to Ron.
Okay.
And I'll just say there's irons in the fire.
Okay.
Yep.
Go to KayleeBarker.com and stay up to date with what she's got going on at KayleeBarker.com. Always,
there's irons in the fire.
That's good. A lot of like to see the
They're
irons.
They're working.
Like to see the irons in the fire.
They're working.
That's cool. That is cool.
I don't know a racer who doesn't work in the off season.
I'm not working.
Sure.
Well, that's all I can say. I can't call myself a racer.
That's on archive. He said.
Hey, I've got
He said more. The racers.
Oh, that's why I wasn't allowed to. I'm not even allowed to go to this barbecue.
Sheesh. No, you're a fan, so
okay,
you're allowed.
I'm allowed.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You're allowed to come. I'll tell you what, Michael. You are allowed to come to the barbecue.
Okay.
You are allowed to come on time and even early if you want.
Well, that's good because that sounds like it's a choice for me whether I get there on time or not.
Are they early or on time?
Wait, you remember, yeah. Jay, I told you I learned my lesson?
You guys are ruthless.
The barbecue for everybody out there in Radio Land is the 21st. Mike, start heading to Sunset Park
on the
20th?
No. For everybody out there, the barbecue starts at 10 a.m. For Mike, it starts at 6 a.m.
I just will
so
make sure I don't
time,
have any...
you got time to make the early service at church.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And then come on out. And, of course, bring your family. You can bring your bulldogs. Or are they boxers?
Boxers.
You can bring
boxers,
your boxers.
Yeah.
I think
they
you brought them last year, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Or your wife.
My wife
or
did.
Somebody. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
and,
yeah.
And speaking of that, bring your dogs and walk them around the park and
definitely.
All that good stuff. So,
yeah.
February 21st.
Come on out.
That's right.
That's
party
next,
time.
That's the next best thing to look forward
party
to
time.
After Christmas. Free
yeah.
food. So.
It is. It is. I'm looking forward to it. We had great weather last year.
I can't believe
had
it.
Had a lot of people. Cornhole was big.
Yes.
You know, the food was great.
And I didn't know what cornholing was. But I'm glad to find out what it was.
Yes.
And
you were worried like I was when I found out if it was some sort of prison game.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are playing.
On
but.
With the show, guys.
Well, maybe you can set up a competition for this year for the cornhole competition.
I will be more than happy to have anybody challenge Arlie and Three.
So,
Arlie,
is he like a professional cornholer?
These guys are good.
Were they practice at home or something?
Before we get too far off that, I got to say congratulations to Arlie for his 9th place finish this year.
Top 10. That's great.
JJ in his 8th place.
Top 10.
And Justin.
Who?
In 6th place.
What? No, I'm just kidding. Cool. Congratulations, Justin.
Wow,
that's cool. That's three of the four.
Three of the four.
Of the JC Motorsports in the top 10. Of course, talking about rewinding a little bit earlier about giving up like Dennis Rock and all that, you kind of give up a spot to be able to keep your guys racing on, you know, every time. So
we're past that.
We'll move on.
We're moving on.
We wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for Gary, so that's all there is to that, you know, bottom line. Gary runs his team and puts all our cars ahead of his own car, you know. I've been well with him for quite a few years. That's the way he is. And he wants the cars race ready.
So what's,
okay,
what's
not,
in store,
not the night of the race.
What's in store for JC Motorsports this year? What changes? I know it was a tough.
I was told last radio show I'm on break.
So you're on break. That's right. So you don't get to talk about it anymore. But what do you have going forward here, going into this season? I mean, you concentrate on anything in particular? Is there
keeping a damn motor together?
Well, no. I mean, there's what's
an invisible skid plate car right now?
So you got invisible skid
plate. That's in the works. Okay.
And you know what's there to do to try to keep the motor together? I mean, that's was your biggest problem is
I lost
motor
two
that,
motors
that,
this
that you,
past year.
And one of those motors you've actually ran for years.
Yes.
Well,
sure glad this show's almost over.
Oh my God! See, you planned this, didn't you? Hey, of course, everybody. We hope to see you at the barbecue February 21st on a Sunday at 10 to whenever. So we'll be talking a lot about that. Please be at the Hogs and Heifers sometime this week. Drop off your toy, of course, if you want to be in the run. It's this Sunday,
yep,
on the 13th, and we will be here
next
Tuesday, as we are every Tuesday, live at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com.
Yep. We'll be here.
Yep, so we'll see you
next
week.
Tune in. Have a good night.
Hope to see you at Hogs on Sunday. Thanks for listening.